This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So pay attention to the cowbell in this video. That is our Lieutenant Governor Dave Wassinger this weekend at the Lincoln Day dinner. Sorry to pop that on you there, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great. Yeah, we had Lincoln Days this past weekend, and the band asked me to come up and play a cowbell. I don't think that song's going to be number one on Spotify this week, but I'll tell you what, we had a good time doing it. Denny Hoskins, our Secretary of State, came up and played the tambourine. So if your listeners are bored, they can get on social media and see a really, really bad song. And my wife and Denny Hoskins' wife announced that I don't have much rhythm. Let's leave it at that. So, but we had a good time, and it's a beautiful day in St. Louis. It's a beautiful day in Missouri. It looks like spring has finally arrived, and we deserve it. So we've had a long winter. So we had a good time at Lincoln Days this past weekend.
No. It sounds like you did, and your friend, Secretary of State Hoskins, has already shared that on social media. So the whole world is going to get to see it this morning. Just so you know.
As I said, I don't think that's going to reach number one on Spotify, but we had a really good time doing it. It was funny.
Oh, man. So what was a lot of the focus at Lincoln Days this weekend? Because I know everybody gets up and speaks and talks about things like cutting government, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, just Trump, and more Trump. You know, Trump has a tendency to suck the oxygen out of the room. People are just very, very energized and pleased with what President Trump and Elon Musk are doing in Washington, D.C., and they want us to bring those same energy and those same ideas to Jefferson City. And as Missouri's Lieutenant Governor, I'm trying to get that done. We've got a good pipeline or relationship with the White House right now. We're talking to them weekly to try to bring some of those great ideas to Jefferson City, and I think we're having a little bit of luck.
Yeah, what are you most excited about? I mean, you talked about going in there and trying to shake things up a little bit in what has traditionally been the role of the Lieutenant Governor. Are you getting the cooperation that you'd like from the Senate, for example?
Yeah, you may have seen that over the last year. I think it was totally dysfunctional. The Senate, as Lieutenant Governor, I serve as President of the Senate, so I oversee the 34 state senators, and we'll be gaveling them in yet this afternoon and bringing them in. The crime bill or public safety issue, that was a big issue that Governor Kehoe and I both ran on, I think is going to get teed up today or this week. You may have heard a lot of liberal tears about midnight Wednesday last night because a lot of Republican senators were staying up till well after midnight last Wednesday to get that bill passed and overcome a Democrat filibuster. And the Democrats screeching means you're probably doing a good job and you're getting good conservative ideas across the finish line. So, yeah, so far, so good. We'll see how the next 2 months play out, but I think the senators are getting along well, and we're trying to push this good good conservative legislation across the finish line.
You were talking about how people there at the Lincoln Days dinner were pleased with what Elon Musk has done and some of the cuts to this ridiculous spending on the federal level. There is a portal, right, where people in Missouri can go and make suggestions on where they think there's been reckless spending on the state level. Where are areas feel like could be cut, or what kind of suggestions do you know, if any, are we getting, or are you guys getting, I should say?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I walked in here as a conservative outsider to shake things up in Jefferson City. So this is honest to God the truth. You will go in and talk to these bureaucrats, and you will ask them a question, why do we do this? And the most common answer is, we've always done it that way.
Yeah.
Well, why have you always done it that way? I don't know. We've just always done it that way. So we have pins in our office with, we have always done it that way, crossed out. Literally, we have a pen on our lapel. We hate that answer because these bureaucrats are not used to somebody with fresh ideas that's coming in to shake things up. So when they're asked that question, why do you do things this way? And their answer is, I don't know. We've just always done it that way. That's part of the change that we're bringing to Jefferson City. We've also, as with President Trump, are asking these bureaucrats to come in and work 5 days a week. Many of them have been only working for, you know, working 2 to 3 days a week in the office, and we have issued an order out of our office. President Trump has issued an order mandating that these bureaucrats come and work 5 days a week, as most people do in the private sector. So it's little changes are not so little, according to them. You know, you get a lot of pushback on it, but you just need to bring that change that Elon Musk and Donald Trump, you need to bring that to Jefferson City, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor David Wasinger on the phone with us this morning. You and I talked a lot before you got sworn in about the fact that many people look at the Lieutenant Governor role as it largely ceremonial, but it's not. And you talked about discovering the fact that you would have the power in some cases to take the gavel and to maybe force the Senate into some action. Did you foresee a situation where that might happen on tax cuts or IP reform or anything like that?
Yeah, it very well. There are not the Lieutenant Governor's office. The duties vary from state to state. In Missouri, you serve as the presiding officer of the state Senate. So while I want to go up and take the gavel and gavel that Senate in or you know, dictate who's being called on or who's being called on, the Missouri Constitution allows me to do that.
Right.
So we can go in and gavel that in. So, yeah, that gavel carries a lot of weight. And frankly, Mark, the office itself is a bully pulpit. So to the extent we want legislation passed, we've got to seem to have a good relationship with many of the state senators. To the extent we go into the office and would like to see some legislation pushed, they have seemed inclined to put that at the top of the heap. So it really is can serve as a valuable tool and resource to get some legislation across the finish line.
Hopefully you can. You told me one of your focuses is going to be on senior care, right, for veterans as well?
Yeah, and veterans. Let's talk about veterans first. We have seven veterans homes. As Lieutenant Governor, I'm the advocate for veterans. We need to put these veterans on the pedestal and take care of them in the manner they're deserve. We went on this past Wednesday. We went down to St. James, Missouri, and I toured the veterans home, and I wanted to meet with those veterans in person to hear them, look them in the eye, and make sure they were getting the care they required, or they required and they deserve. So I intend on going to the other six veterans homes, not listening to a bureaucrat as to whether or not they are being taken care of. I want to look those veterans in the eye and ask them, are you being taken care of in this facility? We got a real good response. I met a gentleman who served at the Battle of the Bulge. He was 103 years old.
Wow.
Living in St. James, Missouri. So it was a really heartwarming and neat experience. So, yeah, we intend on fighting for our seniors, particularly the veterans, but not just the veterans. We're going to be setting up an office for advocacy and assistance for senior citizens. So if your listeners have a relative that is not being taken care of in one of these elderly facilities, we would like to be a conduit or serve to make sure their complaints or concerns are being taken care of. We're hearing that is an epidemic in a lot of these senior living facilities where a lot of loved ones are not being taken care of.
Yeah. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, you know, I had Governor Kehoe on last week, and I asked him this same question. Of course, over the weekend, Dennis Hancock announced he's going to run against Sam Page here in St. Louis County. That's a big deal. But I asked the governor, you know, I'm hearing rumblings of another city county merger effort. I don't know if you've heard that or not, or what your position was on that originally. I don't know if you and I ever talked about it, but I mean, I've heard they're going to try to bring this thing back. Have you heard that?
I have not heard a lot about that, Mark. You know, that popped up, bubbled up a few years ago where they had the Better Together and it just kind of wheels fell off the wagon. It really didn't go anywhere.
Right.
I have not heard much in Jefferson City. I will be meeting with Governor Kehoe this afternoon. We're about 60 days into this, and we're going to compare notes and see how we're doing. So I'll bring that up and ask him if he's heard anything about that and see if anything bubbling to the surface we need to know about.
Right, because the key there would be that city and county residents would get to vote on it. And the issue last time is that they were trying to do an end run and take it to a statewide vote, which obviously a lot of people here were concerned about.
Yeah, the I recall there were millions of dollars put into that effort to combine the city-county merger.
Yes.
I think thought that wheels fell off the wagon. I just have not heard a lot about that. But
All right. When
I meet with Governor Kehoe this afternoon, I'll make a point to ask him about it, see if he's heard anything about it.
All right. Mr. Lieutenant Governor David Wassergren, listen, we appreciate your time, and you have to work on those cowbell skills for next year.
We'll do it. All right. Always a pleasure, Mark. All right. Enjoy the pretty day.
We shall, sir. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
All right. Okay.
Appreciate that. Good to get him on here this morning. And
get more at 971talk.com.